Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Midwest Madness, your true crime cult conspiracy encrypted podcast. I'm Emily.
And I'm Danielle. And that was great.
Well, podcasting.
Thank you. People took a breath at the exact same time.
I was just thinking about the past. When this comes out, the past week, it'll be like fucking cold. So I'm hoping everyone made it through. I have a two-day birthday party this weekend.
A two-day birthday party?
The 10th and the 11th.
Who's that for?
Jenny turns 30 on Tuesday.
Oh, so you won't be the only 30-year-old.
Nope. No more being alone. Thank God. And then Haley turns 30 on the 11th, so next Saturday.
So. Holy cow. Boom, boom.
Uh-huh. I won't be alone anymore.
All by yourself. Right.
Yeah. In one friend group, I'll be alone for a while, but that's okay. Yeah.
That's because they're all like a year or two younger than you.
Or three. Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I know. Makes me feel old.
It shouldn't.
But that's okay. Do you want to tell your story?
Oh, yeah. So I work with this fourth grader who I'm not going to name, obviously.
Right.
And on we went back to school on Thursday, so we went back.
Just so stupid. Why did they do that?
Bring it up with the school board. None of us get it. We all think it's banana pants cuckoo.
Was there a lot of people gone?
No.
Oh, really?
Well, so if, as staff, if I miss the day before a break or the day after a break, I don't get paid for the holidays.
I meant like
the break.
Kids.
And then the students, most of them were there. We were missing one in my room, but we knew that they were going to be gone because they're down in Florida.
Just with like the holiday in the middle of the week, yeah. I would assume that a lot of people just took full week off.
There were a couple of kids gone, but it wasn't noticeable, at least to me, because I'm not out and about as much as I used to be.
Right. Okay. Anyway, sorry.
But so it was like, I do the before school care too. So I'm there from 7 until 9 doing that. And then my actual work day start, like my para position starts at 7 or 9. Sorry. I'm there for daycare, basically in school daycare. And one of the kids walks up to me and he goes, "Hey, Danielle, guess what?" And I was like, "What?" He goes, "I'm going to get all of the ladies." And out of his pocket, he pulls a roughly the size of a deck of cards, but thinner bottle of Axe body spray.
Oh, God.
And I said, "Yes, but here's the thing, my friend. If you put too much on,
you'll repel.
The girls will not want to be by you because you'll smell bad. Because it's going to be too much. So how much are we putting on?" He's like, "Well, like every time I go to the bathroom." I said, "Okay, if you're going to do that, one spray. One spray. Trust me on this. That's it. That's all you need." And he was like, "Well, in the morning, I thought I did like 3.
Oh.
And I was like, "That's okay. Because it's the morning." I was like, "See how close we are?" I was like, "Do you smell my perfume from there?" And he was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "That's because I put on 3 sprays of perfume this morning. But I won't put any more on during the day. Here's the thing. If you're going to put more on, one spray, spray it in the air, walk through it. Okay? Trust me." And he was like, "But I want people to be able to smell it." And I was like, "No, you want certain people to be able to smell it." I was like, "You want someone to give you a hug, a girl to give you a hug and go, 'Oh, you smell so good.'" And he get this little grin on his face. And I was like, "Exactly. So trust me, less is more." So that's hopefully he listened.
So funny, because you just know he like asked Santa for Axe body spray for Christmas. And then you know he smuggled it to school. Like his parents have no clue that he brought that to school with him.
That's not even the best thing that I've had a kid show up with at school. Last year I had a kindergartner show up with a breathalyzer.
Oh.
Yeah, I was playing with that at lunch and another teacher gave it to me and she's like, "What is this?" And I was like, and it said BAC on it. And I went, "I bet you $1,000 I know what this is." And I pushed the button and it said like BLO.
Oh.
And then it went 0.0 and I was like, "Jamie, this is what it is." And she's like, "Oh my God."
That's so funny.
So he now has a clear backpack because his parents won't let him smuggle things.
That's so funny. The parents bought him a clear backpack. Yeah. Genius. Brilliant.
Because it was like the third thing he'd smuggled into school. And they were like, "Nah, we're done.
Hilarious.
We're not
doing this anymore." That's good parenting.
Right, I know. There. It's genius. Yeah. They had their son had Ernest So, you know, she's like the sweetest. Mm-hmm. Like, she's so kind. And so I gave it to her because I was like, hey, this is now a you issue. This is not a me issue anymore. And she comes up to me. She goes, oh, my God, Daniel, they were so embarrassed. But I told them, no, you're being good, responsible adults. Like, knowing if you've had too much to drink, that's responsible.
I have a breathalyzer.
Yeah. And I think
it's like my party trick.
I think that's totally right. Like, it's a really smart thing to have because then you can go, am I okay to drive? Like, I feel like I'm okay to drive. Am I actually okay to drive? And you can blow it. And if you're not, you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's the smart and safe thing to do. So, but yeah, no, he to this day, he still has a clear backpack. And that was last year.
So funny.
So that was the one joy that I got the entire 2 days we were at work. So it's like, I have to tell this story.
That's funny.
So that's my story. Hope it was worth the wait for everybody else.
The 1 week wait.
Yep. So, okay. Are you ready for my story?
Mm-hmm.
Mine's a little different this year. I wanted to kind of... I heard about this phenomenon, and I went...
A feminine phenomenon?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. The feminine phenomenon. That one. And I thought, this is really, really interesting. It fits... Kind of. I'm going to be honest with you. It's a stretch.
Here's the thing, though. It's our fucking podcast.
I was going to say, but as we've said before, it's our podcast, so fuck it.
Yeah.
So, have you ever heard of riot dogs?
No.
So, riot dog is usually a stray dog that starts to hang out at riots or protests. And these dogs join the riots, but strangely, they're always on the side of the protesters / rioters. They're never on the side of police.
And they're strays?
Uh-huh. 9 times out of 10, they start out as strays. People usually end up adopting them, or they were a stray before, and then they've kind of got somewhere they go at night or whatever. And it seems to happen a lot. So you'll see these pictures of the front lines, and there's just, like, a dog.
Hmm.
And so I went and found the 4 most popular dogs, and unfortunately none of them are American, to talk about today, because I thought this was a really interesting story to do. I don't know. I just thought it was really interesting and kind of a fun thing to start the year out with, was something a little bit different that I normally wouldn't cover. So here we go. No one is really sure why the dogs join the side of the protesters, but there are some theories that they recognize people that are taking care of them. So that's why they, like, join that side. And you'll kind of see that in a couple of the stories. So the first one that I'm going to talk about, I also want to give a disclaimer really quick. I'm probably going to butcher some of these words. 2 of them are Greek and 2 of them are Chilean. So I did listen to pronunciations and I spelled them out
phonetically
in here, so hopefully I get them right. But
sometimes I feel like if you think too hard about them, it's harder to say.
I would agree. One of them was exactly how I thought it was said, so I didn't do that one, but the other 3 are, I'm gonna do my very best, so please don't judge me. The first dog that I'm going to talk about is Canelos. And Canelos means cinnamon, and he is believed to be the first modern-day riot dog. He lived near the National Technical University of Athens in Greece, and he was a bigger dog, light brown with a black nose and pointed ears. He had a swoopy up tail, too, like Sirius does.
Okay.
So
some sort of German Shepherd mix, obviously.
Yeah. So in 2007, when the financial crisis hit, like, the first really bad low in Greece, which I don't know if you'll remember any of that. I do, only because I was like 17, 18, 19 when this kind of stuff was starting to happen. And it was like, uh-oh, what's going to happen here? And we did kind of hit that recession for a little while, the Great Recession.
In 2007, yeah, I was in 7th grade.
Yeah, so you would have been pretty young.
Yeah.
But
I was not worrying about world affairs at that point.
Yeah, you would have been about 13, 14, right?
Well, 2007, yeah.
Because I turned 17 that year, so you turned 13. So,
yeah.
That makes sense.
6th, 7th grade?
Yeah.
Wait, when was this?
I don't know. It just said 2007. Okay. So I'm not entirely sure. So Canelos was living over there by the university, and he was often seen running with the student protesters. So the university removed him. They had a dog catcher come in and like caught him and took him away. And
boo.
I know. University students shared a petition, and eventually Canelos was returned to the students who were caring for him. He was seen getting in between police and students, staying in the front lines, and was often aggressive with police, but not students. So like he would like bark at them, snap at them, and kind of get in the way. And I actually have pictures for you. I searched a bunch of pictures so that I didn't, A, didn't forget to post them, and B, had pictures. I only have two of Canelos, and one is from when he's older and one is super blurry. So this is Canelos.
Well, what a cutie.
I know, isn't he adorable?
I mean, he looks vicious, but
in that picture he does.
Do I scroll?
Go back.
Okay,
so that's the older picture. Just wait, it's okay. It's okay.
Okay,
it's okay. Yeah, so it looks really sad, but it's okay.
Doesn't look sad, it's just cute.
Unfortunately,
makes him cuter.
Unfortunately, none of these dogs end up alive today because they're kinda, older dogs in the stories. But none of them die because of police brutality or anything like that. They all die of more natural causes.
Okay.
So there's a spoiler alert. So if animal death is a hard one for you, maybe skip this guy. Should have started with that. So, in 2007, Canelos developed severe arthritis and lost his ability to walk, but money was raised in order to get him a doggy wheelchair, and he continued to be in the front lines with students, which is just adorable.
Yeah.
He died in what is believed to be his late teens on July 2nd, 2008. So
he was okay.
That was, like, his last walk with the students, and then he had been adopted, by a man who was living like a little away from, I think it was a former student from what I understood. And so like students raised money for him and, you know, like they continued to take care of him because he was their dog, you know, and it was every year the incoming freshmen would kind of start taking on the responsibilities and the seniors would go and, you know.
Yeah.
So he was really just like the campus dog, which I just think is so cute. The next dog that I'm going to talk about is Loukaniko, and Loukaniko means sausage in Greek. And he became famous during the Greek riots after the Great Recession in 2009 to 2012. So Greece was like a real crazy place for a good like 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he was nicknamed Luke by the protesters. He is a big dog, I'd guess roughly 60 to 80 pounds, with an upcurled tail, floppy ears, and yellow/brown fur. He kind of looks between, like, a mix between a yellow lab and, like, some sort of German shepherd or some sort of shepherd because, again, of that upturned tail. He is probably an older dog because his face is very white, kind of what a golden retriever's face does as they get older. And 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. So you can scroll 4. Don't scroll 5 yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Lauk. In the videos and photos of the riots, Lauk can be seen running through the lines of riot police, barking and growling at the organized forces before returning to the rioters' sides. He was often seen at the front lines trying to help form a protective line between the protesters and police by running back and forth between the two groups. This unfortunately means that he sometimes dealt with violence in the riots. One of the more famous photos of Lauk is one where he's jumping away from an officer trying to kick him. I did not put that one on the slideshow because I said, how dare you, sir? Let that dog bite you, okay? Yeah. You're wearing protective gear, you'll be fine. He also learned that tear gas canisters were dangerous to protesters and learned to pick them up and move them away from protesters. So another famous photo, the last one you saw, is from 2011. Shows him doing exactly that, picking up one of the canisters while some protesters are in the background. One is also running towards the canister.
What a good boy.
I know. So smart. Lauk died in 2014. His owner at the time believed his death was partly caused to by damage from tear gas and abuse from police, but he is believed to be at least 10 when he died. So again, an older dog. He has a mural of him with a little king's crown over his head.
What a good boy. So all dogs go to heaven.
Yeah, the Greeks really seem to honor and love their riot dogs, which I adore. All right, let's see. My next one. We're going to leave Greece and we're going to jump over to Chile, where we're going to find the dog El Negro de Macapacos. No, El Negro Matapacos. Sorry. He was living on the streets of Santiago in 2009, and a woman named Maria Campos began to notice him, and she would kind of like feed him food and greet him and whatever. And he started following her home. So he would sleep outside the house, and then one super rainy night, she like let him in, and then that's kind of where he ended up. Like, that was his home base from then on, was he would always come back to her house and sleep. So she got him a little collar, and it had like her name on it. And then adorably, he also wore a cape. So people knew like, hey, he's taken care of. Like, this is not a stray, but he was still allowed to just kind of run the streets, you know? So El Negro Matapacos means black cop killer.
Oh.
Which I'm assuming the color is in reference to him.
The dog. Yeah.
Yes, because he, unlike the other two, is a black dog.
That's what I figured.
Yeah. When I first read that, I said, oh, that's yikes. But then I like saw a picture and I was like, oh, okay. He's a black dog. Got it. So let's see. He looks a lot like a black lab with a bit smaller of a head and face, and was always either seen again with a red cape pre-riot or a blue or red bandana. So there's just two of him.
Okay.
So during the summer of 2011, when students at the nearby University of Santiago, Chile, began to riot for greater equality in education, Maria was called using the number on the collar and told that her dog had joined the riot. He was often seen growling, barking, and charging at police when they threatened to beat students. And students later said that Matapacos always knew which side was the enemy, never fighting the students, but always going after the police. Matapacos died in August of 2017 of natural causes, but has since become a national Chilean symbol of resistance, and his likeness has even appeared in New York City after the fair dodging riots of 2019. So that's why there's a giant statue of, so the last dog that I'm going to tell you about is El Vaquita, which means little cow in Spanish.
It's cute.
El Vaquita is, he was spotted, again, another boy dog. It's like, it's all boy dogs that are just like, chaos, you know? He was often spotted in the 2019-2020 protests over the dramatic price increase for public transit in Antofagasta. That's somewhere in Chile. If you didn't guess by the name, Vaquita is a black and white dog, mostly white with large black spots on his face, ears, side, back, and rump, and then has some like little spotties. They almost look like he could be part Dalmatian, because they almost look like that, but they're like really light. They're more gray than black across his coat. He's again a bigger dog and has an upswooping tail and floppy ears, and people said that his tail always seemed to be wagging during the protests, like he was just having the time of his life.
He's just happy to be there.
Yeah. So, in 2020, unfortunately, Vaquita was shot by rubber bullets, but students rushed him to a vet where he was taken care of. As of 2024, Vaquita is living out his senior years with a family in the south of Antofagasta.
He looks like a cattle dog.
Yeah, he does. He looks more like a cattle dog than any of the other ones. Like, you know, he's like out there trying to herd people around and be like, I got you.
Yeah.
I just like the one a lot where he's like, you've seen this one, right? Like, it's a meme where there's like the dog. You haven't seen this one? Uh-huh. This one, I was like, I have seen this.
Yeah.
It's like the picture of the dog in front of a pile of burning stuff, and the dog's just like looking over its shoulder at the camera like, look at that.
Yeah.
I liked the one where he's like jumping on the protester between the two.
The police.
Riot cops. Yeah. It's great. So do you have any theories about why riot dogs might always end up on the side of the people and never the police.
Because dogs are smart, intuitive, and they know who's bad and who's good.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
They're smarter than us, that's for sure.
Yeah, it definitely makes you think, like, okay, if my dog doesn't like this person,
oh, for sure,
maybe I shouldn't either.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I just thought that'd be kind of a fun little,
yeah, that is fun
way to kick off. And I saw something about it on, I want to say, like, Reels or something, and I was like, oh, this is dope.
Cool. So
I didn't have a lot of sources. There was really just like one full article on blurredlines.com, and then there was a couple of blurbs. I tried to make sure that I got all the really well-known ones. There was one other dog that was on Wikipedia, but it like had just like a tiny blurb about it. I don't remember the name, but it was also in Greece, and it's believed that this dog is Cinnamon,
reincarnate
Canelos. No, they think it's his puppy.
Oh, got it.
So
cool,
because he looks just like Canelos. So
cool.
That was the whole information on that one, though. So I was like, I'm gonna leave that out. But again, not a super long episode for me, but I just thought it was kind of a fun story and something a little bit different to,
yeah,
jump back into it, you know.
Cool. All right. Our socials are MW Madness Podcast on Instagram and Gmail, and Midnight West Madness Podcast Group on Facebook.
Yes.
Cool. Everybody, have a great rest of your week, and we will talk to you next Tuesday.
Bye.